Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You're listening to Angry Kids 24/7 Radio.
Stephon Devereaux, Stephon Devereaux Show, Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. I want to thank you for joining me. Now look, let's get into a little debate earlier with some Stiller fans. And they didn't agree with Le'Veon Bell pretty much giving props to the LA Rams for going all in. I mean, let's be real. The LA Rams did go all in. The LA Rams are now in the Super Bowl. The LA Rams did some moves, made some moves this past offseason that are paying off right now. Marcus Peters. Yes, they traded for Marcus Peters. He was supposedly a problem over in Kansas City. Well, Kansas City was the one who had that problem this past Sunday night when they didn't have a Marcus Peters out there on the field for them. They also went out and got Aqib Talib. Let me say that again. Aqib Talib. I love saying that man's name. A shutdown corner who smacks dudes upside they head. I mean, come on. So you got Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib. You said, okay, we set. A lot of teams will say, we set. No, what they did was they went out and got Ndamukong Suh. Now, why is that important? Because Ndamukong Suh is one of the best defensive tackles in the game today. Today. But they paired him up against the best defensive tackle in the game today. And he may go down as the greatest defensive tackle of all time. And that's Aaron Donald. So now you got to worry about Sue and Donald. Donald and Sue. Come on, that's nightmares. But they didn't stop there, though. They didn't stop there. Because they knew they needed some pass rush. Yeah, they needed some pass rush. So what did they do? Right before the trade deadline, they went out and got Dante Fowler from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Sick. Sick. They added four defensive pieces to a defense that was okay. Now this defense is going to the Super Bowl. Now people can sit here and say how they got there was wrong, blah, 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 blah. Now let me tell you this. This defense shut down the New Orleans Saints, who supposedly, which I laugh at all the time when people say that, but their supposedly great offense, they shut them down in the red zone, two drives in a row, first two drives of the game, shut them down. Them dudes left there with field goals. You're going to tell me that wasn't deflating for the New Orleans Saints? It wrecked the rest of the game for them. You can even cry about, well, they got cheated, game shouldn't be went to overtime. That's for all you Saints fans. I get that. Y'all can complain all you want. Still had a chance to win the game. Your quarterback had the ball in overtime first. You seen what the dude in New England did? Oh, I know that made you sick. I know that made you sick to see Tom Brady do exactly what your quarterback had a chance to do. But you know why your quarterback couldn't do that? Because of that defense. Dante Fowler comes out, first play in overtime, and smacks your quarterback. Ball goes up in the air, duck, interception. That's pretty much your game right there. Yeah, that's your game. But the LA Rams, they deserve this. They deserve to be there because they made the moves that other teams are afraid to make to get them over the hump. They know that they have a small window, especially with today's NFL, where these quarterbacks, you're not paying them an arm and a leg when they're first being drafted. You're not paying your running back an arm and a leg, your top flight running back, which they just gave him a new deal. I understand that. But they had some wiggle room. They said, let's go all in. They won a championship. Now, you could look at it the other way. Pittsburgh Steelers. They had a top flight running back, probably the best in the league. But they wanted to play games with him. Oh, yeah, his off-the-field situations, he was busted for this. And oh, come on, man. He had weed. He had weed in the system. I get it. They didn't want to pay him his money. Easy deal. Pay the man his money. Now you got a guy who's guaranteeing you two games a year at least. At least two games. Two wins a year at least. Steelers finished with 9 wins this year. Oh, yeah, 2 more wins by Le'Veon, they get 11. They're in the playoffs. They needed a replacement for Ryan Shazier. Who did they go out and get? Yeah. The best tackler in the league, not John Bostic. No disrespect to Mr. Bostic, but come on, man. You wasn't replacing Ryan Shazier. They need some help in the secondary. Who they go out and get? A guy who couldn't even stay on the field when he was in Green Bay because he was injured half the time and he was just mediocre the other half. But they pay him some money, bring him to Pittsburgh. What do you do? Oh, he gets injured. He gets injured. Yeah, he did help out, make a decent little play with against the New England Patriots. Yeah, he helped out. I'll give him that. But he didn't play enough. Now the guy wants to be out. Oh, I don't want to. They didn't play me in the name of dear. Dude, you was barely playing because you was hurt. You barely played because you was hurt. But this is why the LA Rams deserves the credit that they're getting, at least for me and people like Le'Veon Bell. Oh, man. I just thought it was funny. You want to win championships, you got to make moves to do that. You can't just do it through the draft. The NFL does not allow you to do that anymore, unless you're the New England Patriots. The difference with the New England Patriots, and this is the problem with the Steelers, okay? Before I get out of here, I'll tell you this. This is the problem with the Steelers. They're so hell-bent on staying in their lane. Their lane. They don't fire coaches. Well, head coaches. They don't like to give new contracts they don't like to negotiate contracts when the season begins. You know, little things like that. Things that are that can keep them away from, don't get me wrong, they got 6 championships. But they've only had 2 since 1980. 79 season, of course. But think about that. In today's free agency landscape, the New England Patriots have 5 championships and they have a chance to achieve the 6th championship. They're going to match the Pittsburgh Steelers if they win this Super Bowl and championships. And it's only taken them 19 years to do it. With their formula, their system. Now, I'm not saying that the Pittsburgh Steelers system doesn't work. But the thing about New England's system is they found ways to adjust with the times. Rules changes, especially for them. They found a way to adjust with the times. And I don't see the Pittsburgh Steelers doing that so much. On the field, somewhat. When the league was going towards passing, They let Ben Roethlisberger pass the ball. I get that. A lot more than others than he should have, and let's just be real. But when you have a superstar on your team that you can possibly win a Super Bowl with, a Le'Veon Bell, and you have a chance to keep him, you better do it. You better add to that. Case in point, the LA Rams. Stephon Devereaux, Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. I want to thank you for joining me. Don't forget, like, subscribe. Yes, please, comment. Hit that little notification thingy, that little bell. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Show me some love. But we out, Stephon Devereaux, Angry Kids 24/7 Radio.